Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your host, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection of where we have discussions about music, more specifically R&B, hip-hop, rap, and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching on YouTube as well. This particular episode, we're going to bring back the series talking about the R&B music that we grew up on. And as I mentioned before, here we talk about music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So we're going to stay right there. And as you can see, I have a guest. Well, she's really not a guest. She's here all the time. My homegirl from the I Can Talk About This All Day podcast. My girl Britt is back in the building. Britt, what up?
What's up? I've been waiting for this for quite some time.
Okay.
Ever since I heard the episode with J-Bone, I've been trying to do this one. So it's about time.
Yep. So here's the thing, folks. What we do is I just ask her to come up with a list of the five songs that you came up, like, kind of helped define you in that particular era of the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Some years a little bit harder than others, but again, we're talking about 10 years here. So without further ado, let's get the podcast cracking. Britt, give me your first song from the 80s, and we'll talk a little bit about it and how that song, how you grew up on that song, and who was the artist and so forth and all of that good stuff.
So, you know, I got to start it off this way. We're going with Prince.
Okay. Rightfully so.
Everybody knows by now, like, that's my favorite Prince song. Mm-hmm. Favorite love.
You said Adore.
Adore.
Okay.
Favorite Prince song, favorite love song. But I remember my mom's a big Prince fan, and I remember having to wait for my dad to get off work late, and we'd be in the car, and Sign of the Times album came out, and she just played this one. But I love this song. I've loved this song since I was little. But I just remember it was this, and there was another song from that album that she played a lot. Beautiful Night. But yeah, Adore just has been with me since, what, that came out in like 87. I was like three?
Yeah.
Maybe four?
Jam, man. I mean, like he said, I was rapping till the sun came up. I mean, like, if you've never done that before in your life, I mean, you haven't really lived.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you and your mama. Because, I mean, like, that is, it's not my favorite Prince song, but it's my favorite Prince ballad. No, it's not a favorite. My favorite Prince song is 17 Days.
I know it's 17 Days. I'm just saying. Man. But Adore is just such a beautiful song.
It
like,
is.
When he comes in just off that high note, like,
Yeah, he said, if God wanted, it struck me blind, your beauty I'd still see. I could go blind and I could still see how beautiful you were.
Love is too weak to define, just what you mean to me.
Yeah, I mean,
ain't enough words, ain't enough nothing.
he said some things on that song. He said some things on the song.
So you can get some game from that, that song. That whole entire song, you can get some game.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like you would not believe. So yeah, I think Prince is, I mean, obviously he's one of my favorites. Probably my favorite artist. And it's a shame that he's no longer here, because some of his music is still, like you said, it's just timeless. It's always been. So
and it was hard to pick. I mean, that's my favorite song, so that part was easy. Mm-hmm. But if you look, the majority of his really good stuff was in the 80s.
No question.
So, you know, you got Purple Rain, you even got the Parade album, you got all that was in the 80s. Around the World in a Day, which had Raspberry Beret. You had all that. So hard to choose from if you just like Prince in general. But, you know, the fact that that song was made in that era, I can pick that one for 80s.
No doubt. Give me your second song. And these are no particular order, folks. Give me your second
song. Yeah, no. But I will say, if I had to, Adore would definitely be the first. So, I mean, that's easy. Right. So, just like J Boog, my girl, I have more than five on here, so I'm trying to pick and choose.
We only need five.
I know. I wrote a couple just in case, because I was fighting with myself, like J Boog and I do. But I'm going to go with this one she actually chose too. Is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Okay.
And I didn't do that just because J Boog picked it. But when I was little, I used to pretend I was Whitney Houston. I'd have a hairbrush.
Okay.
And I'd be dancing around. My mom would have my hair like in these puffy ass ponytails, just whatever. And so I would run around. My mom tells me the story all the time. Run around singing Whitney Houston. I thought I was Whitney. Can't sing like Whitney, I can tell you that. But I thought I was Whitney at that age. And that was my favorite song then. So. I want to dance. You know,
it's not surprising to hear that story because it sounds very typical of Whitney Houston, because I think she was someone who little girls at that particular time in the height of her stardom just really loved. Yeah. I mean, she just had this bubbly personality, and she had probably the most powerful voice this side of Aretha Franklin that we've ever heard in music. So
yeah. And you know, that time was when she was wholesome.
Right.
Didn't know. Well, we didn't know all the stuff.
Well, she was hood, but I mean, we just
didn't know. We didn't know stuff we found out later on. We didn't know all that then.
I mentioned on this podcast before, like, it wasn't until like maybe 3 years ago when I was listening to a song and it was like, A Few Stolen Moments Is All That We Share. You've Got Your Family.
Home record.
I was like, Whitney was the side chick?
He's a good man, Savannah.
Right. So, I mean, and I don't know if she was singing from experience or not, but it's worth repeating that, you know, that was a wild song, but hearing you tell that story, I think it's very telling and very, you know, basically talking about how the influence that she had on a lot of young ladies such as yourself. And that's not surprising. She was a superstar. She too definitely gone way too soon.
Yeah.
Who else you got for number three in the 80s?
I'm going to go with Janet Jackson. The song is All Right.
Okay.
From the Rhythm Nation album. And 1814 and all that. I loved the video. And that song always made me want to dance when I was little. Because it just the beat, the tempo, it's upbeat. It's, I mean, you know, Rhythm Nation, everything was fast, but there's something different about All Right. It's a dance song. It makes you feel good. Like, even today, I'll listen to it, and I'll be smiling in the car. And you know, so, yeah.
I can see that. I think, much like you, I'm a big Janet fan. 1814, while it wasn't Control, it was a really, really dope album. And that... what you just said made a lot of sense, and I totally agree. That song is a feel-good song. And then by the time the video dropped,
oh man. Well, so when I did the episode with J Boog on our top 10 Janet, that's my favorite video.
Okay.
That was my pick for my favorite video. I love that video. It's so much fun, and it's like they don't make videos like that anymore. You know, she had like the zoo.
Do they make videos anymore?
They do, but they're all in the clubs butt naked, and you know.
Hey, nothing wrong with being butt naked in the club now. Come on.
But that's all videos are now. Nobody tells
me. I'm joking. I'm a guy.
They're not creative anymore. Like, it's all the same cookie cutter, whatever. But back then, like, it was just different.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was very entertaining. I like that one a lot.
Very much so. Very much so. You can't go wrong with Janet. When you said Janet, I wasn't surprised, but all
just
right.
Didn't know which one.
Yeah. I mean, like, take your pick. I mean, yeah, like, she
really, because you had Control and you had 1814 that decade, so
nothing but smokers on both of those albums.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like I said, take your pick. What you got for number four?
Here's where it gets hard. So I've done three already.
No men, no groups.
I got
just making a note.
No, Prince.
Oh, okay, damn, my bad, I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he could go
No, he's a man.
He is a man, but he's very, you know, he's got some ways. Oh God. I'm gonna go with
doom doom doom.
Oh, this is so hard. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Beat It.
Okay.
Because although, you know, I grew up on Prince, I also grew up on Michael. I was a bigger Michael fan back then. Mm-hmm. Now it's switched, but Beat It was, I remember being in my grandparents' house, and that was when MTV played music videos all the time. BET was not a thing, and Beat It played quite often. Yeah, I mean, the jacket is just one of those up-tempo, like, I still like that song to this day. It's one of my favorites, so...
You know what question I'll ask you always? I always ask of people about the Beat It song. Do you enjoy the song as much without the video or with the video?
I enjoy it without the video.
Really? Okay. For me, it's with the video. I mean, I love it.
And the dancing. And then the fact, okay, remember when VH1 had pop-up video and it told you all the little details? Mm-hmm. And then that's when I found out there were actual like gang members.
Yeah, Mike made Crips. He made Crips and Bloods.
Damn. Yeah, but I mean, as a kid, I didn't know all that. And then I saw it on pop-up video. I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, I remember watching MTV when they debuted the video. And then there was like a behind the scenes or whatever like that. And they did mention that, you know, that he had real live gang members.
You know who also was in there? Michael De Lorenzo.
Yeah, De Lorenzo, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, oh. Yep.
Yeah. So it's I enjoy the video a lot. I guess because I saw the video a lot. I mean, we could, and then it got to a point really where you couldn't go anywhere. Like you said, it was on BET, it was on MTV, it was everywhere. So, and I mean, he's the king. So, I mean, what more did you ask for?
And that was when he was, because that was the Thriller album, that's when he was breaking records. Mm-hmm. That's when he first black on MTV to hold that spot. Like he broke records with that album on MTV, even with the videos and everything. Because what didn't Thriller video come out before Beat It? I can't remember which one came out.
I think Beat It came first. But the thing that's interesting about this album is it sold like 70 million copies. So like, and I know at one point in time, like, everybody on earth had this album. You can't say that about anybody else, but everybody on earth, on planet earth, had this album. Yep. So, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was the Billie Jean video, Beat It, Thriller. I think that's all he had for videos. Not counting like concert performances that came out as video, but.
Billie Jean. I think so, but he may have, I'd have to look at it, but I think he may have, done another video. I'll have to double check.
Yeah, but I mean, that whole thing.
Yeah, either way. So. I mean, it's Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mike. What about number five for the 80s? Songs that you grew up on. R&B songs that you grew up on.
I got two I'm fighting with right now, but I'm going to go ahead and go with Ain't Nobody by Chaka.
Okay. Wow.
That one played a lot in my house. And to this day, I mean, that one is one of my favorites, sticks with me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't go wrong with Chaka. That's kind of a grandparent thing in the house. And yeah, her voice in that just incredible.
Yeah, Chaka. I mean, her voice was incredible. And she it seems like as far back as I can remember, she always had like this big hair. I don't know if she wore her hair like that in the 70s. I can only assume that she did, but yeah, she was and still is a beautiful lady.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that wraps up the 80s. Let's slide on over to the 90s. 90s R&B songs that you grew up on. I mean, like the songs that really, really take you back to the 90s. Your 80s list, I mean, you got Prince, you got Whitney, you got Mike, you got Janet, you got Chaka, you got some heavy hitters. There's no, you know, unknowns here. So I'm interested. The 90s was very, very diverse and really all over the place. And yes, so I'm interested to see how your 90s list looks. So let's start with number one.
All right. So before I get into my list, I need your clarification on something, because this is going to determine one of my songs, which list it goes on.
Okay. Okay.
So the song was used in a movie in 1998.
Okay.
But it did not go on an album until 2000.
Was it available to the public in 1998?
Only on a soundtrack.
Doesn't matter. It counts for the 90s.
Shit. Oh, that makes it harder for the 90s.
It technically is a 90s song.
Damn. Okay. Well, now I'm going to put that one towards the end in case I decide not to use it. But I'm going to go with Ain't Too Proud to Beg, TLC.
Okay. J Boog's group.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites to this day. I play that song out. I know there's other songs on that album, on the TLC tip, but Ain't Too Proud to Beg, another upbeat.
Yes.
I just like the attitude in it. I don't know. That was, for whatever reason, when I was little, I was too young to be begging for anything.
Right. Other than some cookies. Or ice cream.
Right. But I memorized that song, loved that song, just thought I was a part of TLC back in the day. So
TLC was so dope. Especially at first. That first album really came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
For us.
And set the tone really for the 90s.
It did.
Like,
it did. It did. It was a really, really dope album. They were in your face. And they were unapologetic. And they were girly girls, you know, but they, you know, made you at least talk about their sexuality and their sensuality. It was a lot of conversation around this group, Left Eye in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before she got buck wild.
Right.
yes. But yeah, I love that. I love that album. It's been a minute. Maybe I need to go back and hear that. It's been a minute because I always go back to Crazy, Sexy, Cool. But maybe I need to go back and check that out. I see it up there on the wall.
That's my jam. I had to get it. I think. You know, I give Zai money to give me gifts for like Christmas, whatever, my birthday. And he ordered that one for me, that vinyl.
Zai's her son, not her pimp.
God, no. But yeah.
My pimp be buying me music.
Had to have that one on vinyl.
No doubt. All right. Okay. So the first group comes off the board. Who you got at number two?
Damn. Okay, I'm gonna try to make this real, like, left field.
Go in.
Mariah Carey, Someday. I don't know if you remember that song. The video, she's a little girl, and there's a boy that, like, they, I don't know if they were together or whatever, but she had a crush on him, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she says, someday, the one you gave away will be the only one you're wishing for. boy, you're gonna pay, because baby, I'm the one that's keeping score. Like, I thought that song, even at that young age, I loved it. I mean, when shit is happening, I mean, ain't nothing happened in a while, but when shit happens and I'm like, ooh, let me put on this one, you know.
Okay.
But I love the video, because in that video, Mariah Carey she's in a hallway in a school singing. Okay. As a grown person, but they have little Mariah, little light-skinned girl with curly hair.
Okay.
You know, and the boy is like paying her no attention and whatever, and playing her all this stuff. But another upbeat one. I love these upbeat ones in the 90s and the 80s. If you don't remember that one, you gotta go back.
No, I'm making notes here to look that one up.
I love that song. That is my favorite Mariah Carey song. Like, I know she's got bangers later on, but
hey, this is about what you grew up on, not anybody else.
I remember watching clearly I watched a lot of music videos when I was five or six.
Of course.
I love that video.
We all did.
Love that video.
Okay, so we got Mariah coming in at number two. Who you got for three?
We're going to go with Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell.
Mm.
Like, how can you not? that song to this day, when it comes on, you got to sing it just at the top of your lungs.
Man, I remember our youngest son, Brandon, he was in a, this was what? Wow, damn, almost 4 years ago. He was in the, he, no, he was, yeah, it's like four, no, 5 years ago. He was in a talent show at his middle school. And he was like, I want to sing a song. I was like, okay, what song are you going to sing? He's like, I'm going to sing Can We Talk. I was like, but Tevin Campbell? He was like, yeah. He's like, do you know any other songs, you know, sing Can We Talk? And I was like, that's not an easy song to sing, son. He was like, Dad, I can do it. I can do it. So he started practicing or whatever. And he sounded good, but I was just like, my concern was it's rather high for a young man, particularly a young man whose voice is changing.
Right, changing, yeah.
And I'm like, what if he gets nervous the night that he's singing, he ain't gonna hit that high note.
Right.
And when he started off, Britt, you know how the song starts off, is the tone in which he starts off. These little seventh grade and eighth grade girls went crazy. I was like, I'm looking around like he sounded good, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like Tevin was singing himself,
right?
You know? And so now, and he actually won the talent show singing that song.
Oh.
And he got a little $100.
Okay.
And so now every time I hear that song, I think about him.
And I remember having the CD. They're, like back then, you know, CD players in your house was mm-hmm. newer. And I know I mentioned this on a show before. We had a 3-disc changer. We only had a certain amount of CDs we rotated through. We only had a handful. We didn't have no huge collection. Let me tell you, I didn't put it on here, but that's why Freak Like Me by Dina Howard is one of my favorites to this day, because we had that CD. Listening to it when I shouldn't have been. but we had that. We had Tevin Campbell. We had Salt and Pepper. We had Montel Jordan. And there was like one other one I can't remember. But that was it. But Tevin Campbell, I played that one out. I think Can We Talk has skips because I kept playing it so much.
Right. That was all I was going to say. If especially if you didn't have many CDs to listen to. So you got to go with what you got, you know? So, okay.
Yep.
That's not a bad song to be on the list.
It's not. It's not. I love that song.
What you got it for?
Okay. For
getting tougher. She's blowing, y'all.
It is, because damn. That now that I gotta put that one in the 90s, I was hoping you'd say the 2000s because it didn't go on their album.
Don't matter. If it came out in the 90s, it came out in the 90s. People heard it in the 90s.
Damn it.
That's all right. Why.
That leaves one.
While she's stumbling over here, I like putting, you know, my guests on the spot, because this full disclosure, she has to come up with this list. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a list. I think I may come up with my own list, but it'll obviously be a show that I do by myself. But yeah, so what you got it for, Britt?
I'm going to go ahead and put it on there for the 90s because it came out in the 90s. I really think it should be 2000s. But I'm trying to give you a broad R&B
of
me, but Devil's Pie by D'Angelo.
Fuck this line.
Yes. Man, ain't no justice. It's just dust.
Yeah.
Ash to ash is dust to dust.
Dust. Man, listen, that Voodoo album. Ooh-wee.
Fire. But that didn't. The album didn't come out till 2000.
2000. Right. Right. So you're right.
But that song was in Belly.
Yep. It was in 98. Yep. 98. I'm sorry. Yeah. In Belly. And see, here's the thing. And I'm glad that you picked it, because if you would have said 2000, Britt, people would have been in the comments. That song is not in the 2000s. I heard it in Belly, because it is in a very important and memorable scene in Belly.
Yep.
So it'd be one thing if it was in, you know, like I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. in the trailer at the end, it got played at the end of the movie or something like that, where people don't really realize. But I mean, like, particularly songs, and I know at some point we got to do a 90s soundtrack podcast episode.
But we need some other people. Like, that needs to be a group.
Yeah. It wouldn't just be the two of us. I mean, like, we might have to get Baylor and J Boog and Dolemite, just some R&B vets. But like, even there's just certain songs that we remember them, and not only do we remember them in the soundtrack, but we remember specifically where they are placed in the movie.
And especially back in the day, because now, I mean, when I say now, meaning like maybe 10 years ago even, soundtracks, none of these songs are in the movie or in the show. Like, they just, hey, you want to be on the soundtrack? Cool, here you go. Like, I remember being a kid, I got the Men in Black soundtrack. Men in Black was the only damn song on the soundtrack that was in the movie, and it was in the credits. Like, nothing had to do with anything in that movie.
Yeah, it's different. It's totally different.
But you go back to,
if you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before. From nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between, the 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes.
I know you're going to say something, but you go back to Waiting to Exhale. You go back to all these other soundtracks. I'm Love and Basketball.
Even. Bad movie.
But you go back, all those songs had a little spot in the movies.
And rightfully so. And they told a story.
That's the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, even when I think about Straight Up Menace, MC8, you know, that even if you didn't see the movie Menace to Society, the song basically told the story of the movie. And so, like, you just remember those things, and you remember, like, I literally could, like, if you think about, I'll use a movie like Boomerang, you know, the PMD song, you remember where it's placed in the movie, you know, because it's a pivotal part of the movie. So, it's, and then, like I said, 90s, yeah, we got to do a soundtracks episode.
Yeah.
That is, it's in the notes.
Okay.
We'll do a soundtracks episode. I have purposely held off doing it by myself because it's just so much to cover.
Yeah, I'll be waiting on that one. But like you said, you know, you can see the movie with that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, that's when, I think Jay Boog had mentioned this too, that's when like Neo Soul was starting to really move. It was getting bigger.
Yes. Yeah.
But, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I love D'Angelo's first CD.
Brown Sugar.
But
a joint.
Yeah. I love that CD, but I had to go with Devil's Pie because
okay.
I think about Belly. Like,
no doubt.
Every like time I hear it.
I'm glad that you said it the way that you said it, because trust me, there would be at least five people, and they're going to send the emails to me. They're not going to send them to you.
Well,
you're going to send the tweets to me.
Oh, I know. Well, the thing is, if I didn't put it on the 90s, I wasn't going to put it on 2000s. It just wouldn't have been a choice.
Right.
But I'm trying to, hey,
makes sense.
Not just TLC. It's not just Devin Campbell. Got some Neo Soul in there. So
makes total sense.
You got
it five.
I got three that I'm picking from.
Okay, you gotta pick one. You gotta pick one. Don't be late, son. Pick just one.
Damn it, Kyle. this is This is so hard. Hold on. Let's see. I wish I had like one of those spin the wheel things. Just choose for me.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far here on the Rap Soul podcast. Maybe one day, you know, we can get our sponsorships up and stuff like that. We can add additional things to the podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go with this one because to me, this one screams 90s. Once again, another upbeat one. And I can just like remember clothes and stuff, even if it wasn't just me, just the, it just makes me picture it. So I'm going with Don't Walk Away by Jade. Man, that used to be on the radio all the time. And like, oh.
That, you know what? Quiet is kept. They had a really good album.
They did.
I enjoyed that album.
They did.
I don't know. Did they ever make a second album?
Let me look. I don't know.
Let me look and see. Yeah. I don't know that they did.
They had one in 92 and 94. So they did have a second one. I don't know any of these songs on the second one, though. But they had 1, 2, 3 singles, apparently. Wow. It was called Mind, Body, Soul.
Never heard
of it. The first one was Jade to the Max.
Yep, Jade to the Max. I had to tell you that was a really, really good album. Okay.
Yeah, that...
So we have established the 80s. We have pressed through the 90s, and now we slide into the 2000s. Now, you mentioned before we started recording that the 2000s was a little bit easier to pick. So let's get it cracking with the 2000s. What you got at number one?
Yeah, by 2000s, I'm not fighting with myself. Whatever. It is what it is. Like,
right.
After 80s, after 90s, like early 2000s had some bangers. They did. Mm-hmm. Yes, but then it just.
There was a drift. It fell off a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm going to go ahead and say this one as the number one. Not number one, but my first one, because this one's real easy. When this song came out, I mean, looped it. Oh, it's over. Hit rewind. Oh, it's over. Hit rewind. And I don't know why I love this song so much. It is a feel good one. But Let Me Love You by Mario.
Ooh, okay.
Didn't Neo do that song? That might be why I like it so much too. Neo,
did he write the song?
I think so. Neo as a producer is like amazing. Yeah. But oh, something about that song, it makes me feel good. It makes me, even if I'm single, if I'm not going through nothing, like it just makes me feel like I'm being talked to. And so even at the ripe age of 19, I was feeling that way about this song. And I remember being on the way to school, going to college classes with my homegirl. We would be in the car and literally rewind. We both loved it. Rewind. Probably listened to about 20 times on the way from the house to school. I just love that song.
Listen, I think, I knew the song was pretty popular when it was out, but I don't think I realized how big the song was until like maybe a couple of years later. And I just remember we were at some club or something like that, and it got played, and like everybody and their mama was on the dance floor singing at the top of their lungs. And I was like, damn, this song hitting like that? And it was like, yeah, it's...
Love that song.
That is a smoker. That is definitely
to this day.
I'm not surprised that it made the 2000s list, as it should.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What you got for two?
We're going to go with A Woman's Worth by Alicia Keys.
Okay.
I knew I was going to, when I listened to J Boog's episode, I already knew I was going to pick Alicia Keys because I was obsessed. You can ask anybody, obsessed with Alicia Keys when she first came out. First two albums, really. Just, I mean, like, high obsession. You know, my grandmother taught me to play piano when I was younger. I'm a little rusty now. However, when she came out, though, I was like, oh, no, I need the piano book for her album. I'm going to try to figure it out. I went and did piano lessons again and made the instructor teach me parts of certain songs. Like, oh, but...
You were trying to be Alicia Jr.?
Man, I dressed up like it for Halloween once and fooled somebody. So, hey, I tried. But I'll have to show you the picture. I had my hair braided. I had stilettos. I had the whole thing. Yeah, but
I didn't see that. That is crazy work.
But I mean, Fallen was a good song, but A Woman's Worth is something different. because you heard more of her. There wasn't more background. The song that Jay Book picked, though, I absolutely love that song, Butterflies. I didn't want to copy her, though. So,
yeah, because she got me when she said that. I was like,
I was like,
I don't know if I heard that before. And then I don't think we played an episode. I think we played it afterwards. And I was like, okay, I did hear it. But it was one of the songs where I've heard it, but didn't know the name of it.
Right.
But that, it is a beautiful song.
Oh my God, I love that song. But yeah, I'm going with The Woman's Worth. And I like that one too. She was like in an apartment. That's when she had her hair braided. Like it was all vintage. Like I love that Alicia Keys. The later on. Yeah. But, pick A Woman's Worth with that one.
Okay. That's a good pick. That's a good solid pick. What you got at three?
Do I want to throw you for a loop now, or do I want to? We're gonna go with.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm gonna save the loop for the end. I think we're gonna go with. You Don't Have to Call, Usher.
Ooh,
8701 was my shit when it came out. But that song, once again, another upbeat one. Mm-hmm. And I love that whole album, but something about that song, it was my favorite, and I played it out.
Yes.
Don't leave it around me, Drew. That's my shit.
That album. I mean, I know, you know, Confessions. I know Confessions is like his classic or whatever, but don't sleep on 8701. That was
I used to try to argue with people. I don't really argue, but you know, 8701, people think that Confessions, like, or an 8701 can't touch Confessions. Yes, it can. It can. To me, it can. Now listen. It can. It's not number one. 8701 is not number one. But the production, the lineup and songs, everything, it's just as good. I think it's put together just as good as Confessions. You can disagree. That's fine. That's my opinion. It's my opinion.
It is your opinion. And I never argue with people about their opinions. I don't know, Britt. It don't get me wrong. It is a really dope album. And the thing I love about 8701 is, particularly if you put it away for a while, go away for it from a couple of months, maybe even a year or so, and come back to it, whoo, you'll be like, man, I didn't hear this the first time. Well, I didn't hear this the last time I heard it.
Like, you know, hear things,
right. You'll hear things that you never heard before. And I love that about good albums.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is a dope album. I am glad that you picked that one. And I mean, You Don't Have to Call is one of Usher's things. So I mean,
love that song.
He killed it. He killed it. Let's see.
And we're, I think that whole album even has a good R&B sound.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, there's R&B albums. You know, it's R&B because it's R&B. But there's just something about that one. Just the whole thing. It's got that like sultry.
No doubt. And that album, along with that song, helped put Usher on a different level from his, you know, competitors.
Yeah, that You Got It Bad. I can't stand this. That shit got played out.
You Got It Bad. I mean, and then by the time it got to Confessions, you had the whole breakup with Chili and all the stuff that was surrounding that. And I want to say, I don't know if he was married then, but he was probably close to marrying the lady he married.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a bunch of tabloid stuff. I mean, like, it was the perfect, and I'm not saying like the tabloid stuff helped sell the album. It did, but I don't think that was the purpose of it. But yeah, he was on another level, and 8701 helped him get there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What you got it for?
Okay, so I did Usher. We're going to do Used to Love You, John Legend.
Okay. Legend.
Yeah, I played that album out pretty good, except for that one, that song. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like,
and that's pretty up tempo too. You got,
yeah, most of them are up tempo. It's funny, like, I didn't think it would be that way, but
you got a couple of ballads on here early.
I knew, and I love ballads, but I like a good up tempo song too.
Clearly,
With Used to Love You, I don't know. I just know I played that one out. I remember being in high school, and that was, you know, having a Walkman, and that was the one that I
did. Shout out to the Walkman.
Right? Because that's the one where he's, I mean, there's a couple songs on that album where he's really like just telling the girl, like, telling her off, really.
He was saying things.
Is that, hold on, because now I got to play part of it, because now I got two of them stuck in my head. Hold on. Nope, because that's the one I got it confused with. Hold on.
Where?
Yeah, maybe it's me, maybe I bore you.
Yeah.
No, it's not my fault because I can't afford all that shit. Like,
I told you he had some things to say.
The other one that I was getting confused with was All Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because those two were, for whatever reason, they like kind of mushed together for me. I feel like this one he was talking about somebody though, like not necessarily a personal story. I vaguely remember hearing like it was a story about somebody he knew.
I don't think I've ever heard about whether or not it was directed, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, so we're at 5 for 2000. Is this the loop that you're going to throw?
This is the one you're going to be like, I wouldn't expect that one. Okay. Rendezvous by Craig David.
I don't think I even know that song.
What? What?
Oh, I know Craig David, but I don't think I know that song.
So before Craig David's album came out, I know I've mentioned before, mm-hmm. my stepdad used to do music videos. Sometimes mm-hmm. I got albums and stuff way before they actually dropped. And that was mm-hmm. one I got before it dropped.
Okay.
But when it came out and people were getting hip to some of his songs, that one I liked more than the others. And once again, on the Walkman, on repeat, on the MP3 player, on repeat, it was Rendezvous. It's a nice, like, that. There's your ballad. There's your other ballad.
Okay.
It's a nice, slow one. Yeah, he talks about, you know, we can do anything you want to do, and it's whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like the sound. His voice went perfectly with the music, and I played that song out.
Okay.
That came out when? That was early. Yeah, 2000.
2000. Was 2000 even or 2002? Okay.
2000 even.
Wow. Yeah, that was definitely a loop. I did not expect Craig David to get in the paint, but I'm looking at this list here. So if you're scoring at home, we got for the 2000s, Brits got "Let Me Love You" by Mario, "Woman's Worth" by Alicia Keys, "You Don't Have to Call" by Ursha, "Used to Love You," John Legend, and "Rendezvous" by Craig David. For the 90s, "Ain't Too Proud to Beg," TLC. "Someday," Mariah Carey. "Can We Talk," Tevin Campbell. "Devil's Pie," D'Angelo. "Don't Walk Away," Jade. And then when we go back to the 80s, Prince, "Adore," "I Want to Dance with Somebody," Whitney Houston. "All Right," Janet Jackson. "Beat It," Michael Jackson. And "Ain't Nobody," Shaka Khan. Let me rock it. Listen, if you came up in the 80s, once that song came out, Britt, everybody, if you mentioned Shaka Khan's name, you had to say her name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll be honest, it wasn't until maybe about 10 years ago that I realized that was Melly Mel with the voice. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I'd heard that song a gazillion times, and I never knew it was. Me and I think Eclectic were doing an episode. We were doing a podcast, and he mentioned something about Melly Mel and Shaka Khan. I was like, "When did Melly Mel ever work with Shaka Khan?" He was like, "I feel for you." I was like, "Word, that's him." He's like, "Come on, man, how you not knowing this?" I was like, "I did not know."
Yep.
So read the liner notes, kids. yeah, this is a really really good list. I guess before we get out of here, I should probably ask, how difficult was this? Because I think, on the surface, and Jay Boog and I talked about this, I think on the surface, if you ask someone, hey, give me 5 songs from the 80s that, you know, that you grew up on, like, you're like, this is my jam. It takes you back to a memory. It may take you back to your family. It may take you back to your parents. It may take you back to a person that you liked or something, a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case may be. but that's not easy. Like, and I don't know that people, until you sit down and actually have to write it out yourself, I think that's when you realize it ain't as easy as it sounds. So how difficult was this for you to, you know, put all of these songs together? And, you know, because it's only five, you can't, you know, have this one in as a honorable mention, or you can't have this one in because your cousin recommended it.
Right.
How difficult was it to put together a list of five for each of these decades?
So 80s and 90s, it was difficult. I'm glad you didn't ask me to do the 70s.
We try to keep it here on the Rap Soul Podcast. We try to keep it in the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. If we did the 70s, man, we'd be here all day, for real.
80s and 90s was definitely hard. And especially for people like you, me, J Boog, even Baylor Dolomite, like, we're music lovers. And especially the R&B, like, it's hard to pick those because you have either memories attached, or ones make you feel good, or you just love that song. You can't explain why. There's just so many. And so, like I said, I had multiple songs for the 80s, multiple songs for the 90s listed. I could not decide. I could not just pick five. So I sat here and mentally fought with myself in front of you. But then, like, 2000s, because it's not that I don't care about it. It's just, it didn't hit me like 90s and 80s did. So I literally had five for 2000. That was easy.
And it could be about where you were in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're moving around and everything, if you were in high school in the 90s, or if you were when you started listening to music in your formative years, maybe the 90s might be that decade. You know, I think, you know, for somebody like you who is younger than me, but you grew up around music and everything, so there was an appreciation. And, you know, when your parents are coming up, especially, you know, they got a chance, if they have a choice to play Chaka Khan or Public Enemy, they're probably gonna play Chaka Khan with you around. You know, they're probably not gonna play Public Enemy in front of you. Or NWA or anybody like that. So it just depends. And then, let's be honest, music changed.
Mm-hmm.
It just really changed. And it's not to say that it's worse or better or whatever the case may be, but it changed. And by the 2000s, you know, you mentioned, like, Jade made your top five. Jade is a group. You know, by the time we get to the 2000s,
groups are
damn near non-existent. Mm-hmm. You know,
you notice I didn't have any male groups.
Not surprised. Not, I mean, because that would have been 80s or 90s, really.
It would have. But I'm just saying, like, because I think J Boog put Boys to Men. And I mean, you know, there is New Edition.
There's Guy, there's, you know.
There's Guy. I mean, even in 90s, okay,
you had Condition.
Colorful Bad, you had, you know, Immature, you mm-hmm. had all these groups, but, like, they didn't hit, like, right. I mean, not New Edition. New Edition did, but I had other ones that went above.
Of course,
because I did consider them, but.
Of course.
You know.
And you gotta remember, too, like, New Edition's best album was the Heartbreak album. That was 88. You know, you were little in 88. So you were like two.
Oh, man. I love that album.
But yeah, I can imagine it. And like I said, J Boog and I talked about that before, that it's not easy to narrow a decade down to five songs. Five albums might be a little bit easier, but five songs, I mean, you're picking from thousands upon thousands of songs.
Well, and I mean, I have an 80s playlist and a 90s playlist. Now, some of it, there is some hip hop mixed in there, which, right. Like I said, I'm glad I'm not doing that, because
we'll have to come back to the hip hop. But you did a good job. Really good job. I got to give you your props, because, again, I know it's not easy.
It's very hard. And my 80s and my 90s playlist, they're separate. But I mean, it's hours of music. It's right. Not just like, oh, here's 20 songs. And I went through my list and I was like, okay, I got to find some from here. Like, it's hours of music. Yeah.
Hours of music. People don't understand. Before we get out of here, Britt, tell folks where they can find you, where they can find the podcast. You have a new IG.
I do, because I felt like I was being a little rude by not giving people my IG. But now you can just follow the I Can Talk About This All Day podcast IG. And yeah. It's new. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing with it, whatever. But, like, I will at least be posting that, like, either a visual or an audio clip or something. You'll know every Friday it's dropped.
And tell them about the podcast.
And then I can talk about this all day. That's on wherever you listen to your podcast. Twitter is BrittyBritty18. I'm still trying to keep up with Blue Sky. I do at least post my show on there every Friday. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's hard. And I keep the icons all next to each other to try to, you know. I just
got to get over there and practice a little bit.
It's not cracking over there. So
it's calm. It is the perfect alternative to Twitter. Twitter is hell. I mean, like, you literally could see, you could scroll, depending on who you follow, you could see a sermon, or you could see somebody stripping.
Yeah.
And you could see porn, and they're like three people apart. Like, so, I mean, like, it's, and you could probably see somebody, you know, rapping or something like that.
Yep.
You get a little bit of everything in Twitter. Yeah. So Blue Sky is definitely more laid back. It's chill. It's the vacation. That's what it is. It's the chill, laid back vacation.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys check her out. New episodes drop every Friday, without fail. And, wherever you get this podcast, what'd you say?
I said I can say that every Friday. No,
every Friday. You got something coming. You guys know where to find me here, the Rap Soul Podcast. We do these episodes every Monday at midnight. We're dropping some bonus episodes on Fridays as well. So check those out. We dropped a couple of classic episodes. And don't forget about the sister station, the parent company. The 12 Kyle Podcast. We drop new episodes there every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. On social media, 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast, Rap Soul Podcast across the board. We also have merch. If you're interested in 12 Kyle Podcast merch, check us out. You can hit us up and you can buy t-shirts, coffee mugs, and hoodies. We got it for the low. That's going to do it for us. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the best music podcast that you've ever heard. Please share the podcast with someone who enjoys music as much as you do. For my girl Britt, I am your boy 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.